I think I remind Kyle Larson every time he joins us here in the Freak Nation that I was that guy, that bothersome pit reporter on tracks in Northern California jamming a microphone and a camera in his 15-year-old's face. He didn't have a whole lot to say. And still to this day, he's pretty low-key. Of course, grabs himself a big Chili Bowl win last night in Tulsa.
He does his talking on the track, yeah. Kenny.
He's joining us now here in the Freak Nation. And how much sleep have you gotten in the last 24 hours there, Kyle Larson?
Yeah, not much. Let's see. I didn't get out of the building until, 1:30 or so. And then went and met up with some friends for just a couple hours and then came back and had to take my family to the airport at about 5 in the morning. So didn't fall asleep till close to 7, but I'll take the lack of sleep for a win.
You've been chasing this win for 13 years, Kyle Larson, and you finally got it. When you get this win, so many things have changed in your life. You're a family man now. You're years into a NASCAR Cup ride. But it looks like when you won last night, you hopped out the top of that midget, that it was Christmas morning for the first time for you. Explain to the Freak Nation why this race is so damn important to dirt series drivers like yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a big race. You know, there's not much else going on in the world as far as racing goes. And you have so many different drivers from so many different disciplines show up to, you know, have their shot at competing in the Chili Bowl. You know, a lot of them show up knowing that they aren't going to have a shot to win, but, you know, are there for a good time. So, you know, the atmosphere is, you know, something you can't even compare it to any other event. And, you know, the quality of racing is spectacular. And, you know, this race has just grown to be bigger and bigger to me just because, you know, more important to me just because of how close I've come to winning it, you know, now the last, what seems like, you know, 7 or 8 years. So, it was a big relief to finally get it last night.
Kyle Larson, your 2020 Chili Bowl winner, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And, Kyle, can you explain a little bit your thoughts as this week went on? Tuesday came and went, and you won your prelim again, automatically advancing to Saturday night's main. But you've done that before. Could you tell that this year was going to be different, or was there another just kind of nervous feeling like, oh, crap, it's going to be tough yet again?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of confidence leading into the week just because of all the success we've had in our car. You know, I debuted a new team, you know, with myself owning it, you know, with Paul Silva on the wrenches. I'd been with Keith Coons for a long time, but you decided this was the year I'd step out and do my own thing. And so I was, you know, nervous about that. And then, you know, after how I felt Monday during practice, and then even Tuesday after we won, I didn't feel great. So you know, my confidence seemed to kind of get less and less as the week was going on. And, you know, watching Christopher pretty much dominate every race he was entered in, you know, throughout the week, doesn't help either. But we were able to hit on something in the feature last night and, you know, pass Chris for the lead, which was extra satisfying.
I can only imagine. To be a fly on the inside of your helmet, that would be pretty amazing. But what did make this year's main different? You were able to stay with him, and when that caution came out at 35, you were able to just cruise past him and lead the second part of the race. But what was different? Why was that better this year than in years past?
I don't know. I think like I said, we just hit on something in the feature, and I think, you know, Christopher and Chad and their guys, they just, you know, missed it a little bit. And, you know, his car was really good the first half of the race, and then the lap 30 caution or whatever we got, I got to run a few laps behind him in clean track, and I could notice he was struggling a little bit. So I got another attempt at him on a restart. I knew I had to take advantage of it and try and get by him quick. And, you know, I was pretty aggressive doing it, but I knew I wanted to get out front and set the pace and try and, you know, have him press too hard behind me and start making mistakes. And it all just worked out.
Freak Nation, he's been chasing it for 13 years, finally got himself a Chili Bowl Nationals win. Kyle Larson joining us here in the Freak Nation. And you talk about all these thoughts that you have in that race, or in midget racing specifically. And many drivers talk about how the race slows down from them. Does that happen to you to where you can have all – because from a fan standpoint, it's so fast and furious. Is the race slow to you as you're driving?
You know, it is funny, you know, because I race early in the week, so then you sit around the rest of the week and watch all these races, and you start, you're picking out who's fast, and you're like, man, they look really fast. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep up and run as aggressive as they are. And then, you know, you get out there on Saturday, it seems like every year, and, you know, I'm fast, and it just, yeah, I mean, I guess it seems, I don't know, slower motion in the car than it does watching from outside, for sure.
Kyle Larson, with those Lucas Oil colors all over your car, your fire suit, it looks awesome. Can you tell us the last two or three laps inside your head, were you just about to scream like no scream you've ever done? I mean, what were those thoughts in your head?
I was just kidding. I was fairly calm. But yeah, you know, it got to about four to go, and I started getting really nervous, and I could just feel it in my body that I was getting tense, and you know, I started making mistakes, and you're getting bottled up on the cushion, and you know, I knew Christopher would be, you know, inching towards me if I made any more mistakes, and so I just had to, you know, make sure I tried to limit them and back my pace off a little bit just so I could make less big mistakes, and yeah, I never saw his nose, so it was good enough.
Wow. Kyle Larson joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Kyle, I don't care if it's Supercross, Motocross, IndyCar, sports car racing, NASCAR, midget. Drivers have certain tracks, certain disciplines where they really want to win. And you stepped in a little bit last night when you said, yeah, this is my Daytona 500. This is such a big race. I've been chasing this for so freaking long. But I understand it, because there's Supercross riders out there that when they feel that win was more about their driving and not the setup of that bike or a setup of the car, that win means so much more to them. Is that where you're coming from with this Chili Bowl win last night?
I don't know. I just think, you know, I've had a lot of heartbreak in that building. You know, I feel like I've been close to winning it, you know, not close to winning it eight times, but I feel like I've been, you know, one of the top runners for, gosh, eight or nine years now, and have been close to winning it, you know, a handful of those races, and have had blown engines a couple different times, you know, and made a mistake last year and lost it on the last lap. So I think those moments of heartbreak, you know, make this certain event just grow more and more to me on a personal level. You know, obviously, you know, the Daytona 500 and every NASCAR race is bigger than the Chili Bowl as far as a purse goes and, you know, size of a crowd in the stands. But, you know, on a personal level, to me, you know, Chili Bowl was, you know, such an important one.
We've known Chip Ganassi probably longer than you've been alive, and he is a very unique owner, whether it's sports cars, IndyCar, or NASCAR. We love the guy. He's been great to us. I mean, he's a crap starter. What were some of the first things he said to you once you won that race last night?
I haven't even talked to him. he tried calling me right before this interview, so I planned on giving him a call back as soon as we were down here.
You tell Chip, yeah. The Freak Nation takes priority. Oh,
could you run a full season of NASCAR if you had an owner that said there's no way that you can run on any dirt series?
I mean, that's a tough one. You know, I don't even want to think about that, and I'm fortunate I don't have to think about that, because, you know, Chip has been, you know, great to me and understands my love for dirt racing, and, you know, I think he now believes that it does help for my cup stuff. You know, I think it makes me a better driver, and you know, I'm glad he supports that, because I wouldn't be Kyle Larson if I couldn't, you know, go off on my weekdays and open weekends and run dirt cars.
outside of your children and your wife and your family, is he the second person that you think of when you're flipping down the backstretch or front stretch in New Zealand in that dirt car?
Yeah. I mean, the whole him and, you know, the president, and they were definitely who I was thinking of when I was in the ambulance on the way to the hospital.
Oh,
but thankfully, I was okay and everything checked out fine. You know, it's good that he lets me race it. But
yes.
You know, there is obviously the risk of crashes and things like that. And you know, thankfully, I've been able to stay safe, you know, throughout my career.
It's part of the sport, though. I mean, it's part of every form of racing. But you are on your way back across the pond right after this phone call. You're in the airport now. You're ready to head to Australia. So no Daytona 24 hours for you. What are you doing in Australia, and when are you coming back?
Yeah. Yeah, no rest for the wicked, I guess.
No.
Yeah, heading to Australia here. My flight leaves for L.A. in about an hour and a half, and then have a short layover and head down to Melbourne, and you run 4 sprint car races over the next week. So
wow.
they're big ones. It's the finale at Warrnambool pays $30,000 to win. So it's one of the biggest sprint car races there is to win, and you know, hopefully I can add my name to that list as well.
Who else is headed down there from the U.S. that you need to kick their ass in that race?
There's a lot of Americans that go down and run. You know, it's their summer down there, and you know, there's no other sprint car racing going on in America. So, I mean, there's probably, I'd say, 15 or 20 Americans at least that are going to compete in the same event. So, you know, they'll all be tough, but there's also a lot of, you know, really good Australian drivers that, you know, I've never heard of, but you know, they're really good drivers, and I look forward to competing against them.
Bam. Kyle Larson, of course, getting set for the Daytona 500 coming up in a few weeks. But more importantly, finally grabbed that win in the Chili Bowl Nationals, flying those Lucas Oil colors. And it's good to see you partner up with Lucas Oil in that big win last night when it's sponsored by Lucas Oil and General Tires, Kyle Larson.
Meant to be.
Yeah, for sure. Lucas Oil has been a great partner of ours now, especially on this midget program that we started up. You know, beautiful race car, and we've had a ton of success since having them as the primary sponsor. So hopefully we can, you know, talk them into being, you know, lifetime partners of mine. But yeah, it's been great. It's been a great little run with them, and you know, winning the Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals in a Lucas Oil car is something that's pretty special to me.
Kyle Larson, again, great to get you here in the Freak Nation. It's awesome, man. There aren't a whole lot of drivers out there that we've grabbed early on in their career that have gone on to the big success that you've had, dude. Thanks for doing this, Kyle.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on again.
And get your sleep on the airplane now.
I will.
Good luck.
Thank you.